New York State has a new plan to save local newspapers and TV news. Lawmakers passed a budget with $90 million for small newsrooms. Bigger publishers and publicly listed news organizations would not be eligible for the money. So what does this mean for local journalism? NPR media correspondent David Folkenflik is with us. Hey, David.
Hey, Scott.
Here's a number that goes to this problem. Every week, at least two local newspapers shut down. That's according to Northwestern University. So help us understand, first of all, how big is the financial, the business problem of local news that states like New York are trying to fix?
Well, I think you've seen, it's fair to say, over the past couple of decades, a near collapse in local news, in independent news, but particularly in the sites that are serving communities around the country. It's not that all of the newspapers have gone away. It's that they are threadbare. You might have a dozen people where you once had 50 or 100. You might have three. You might have newspapers that are sharing the same handful of journalists for a variety of communities or cities that once each were able to sustain their own paper. And a lot of this is the ways in which people now consume their news, what they're willing to pay for, where they direct their dollars, and where they direct their time away from conventional news outlets and towards social media platforms or entertainment. We are additionally right now in an incredible crunch for what I've been calling a media recession, where advertising dollars have fallen away. But even before that happened, these structural changes are huge.
Yeah. So New York State's attempted solution is $90 million in taxpayer dollars over 3 years. Specifically, what kinds of local news is this trying to support?
Well, so they're taking about $4 million to encourage outlets, and they're really focusing on existing print publications and broadcast outlets, that is local TV stations, to hire new journalists. And the rest of the money each year, $26 million, is going to be split evenly between those outlets that have 100 employees and fewer, and those that have 100 more. And they're trying to encourage people through this essentially 50% refundable tax credit against the first $50,000 of an employee's salary. Basically, it's a subsidy of up to $300,000 per business. That can help the bottom line, particularly the smaller you get, that can help bottom line a lot. And so the idea is that they really are trying to help the small ones. Now, that said, you know, depending on how these things are defined, you can see some larger outlets really being able to take advantage of this too.
Yeah. Well, New York, of course, is home to the New York Times, one of the few bright spots in this business. They have grown and grown in on the web, in audio. I gather the Times would not see any of this money. Yeah.
Yeah. So it's interesting. If you're publicly traded and you can show that you've lost, I think it's at least 20% of your newsroom over the past 5 years, you may well be eligible. So the New York Post, which is often the bane of a lot of politicians in the state capital of Albany, could well fall within that. I've asked folks at its parent company, News Corp, about that. So far, I haven't been given an answer. New York Times has been growing by leaps and bounds. Their digital paywall and subscriber play has been an extraordinary success. That's really a benchmark for the industry nationally and internationally. And so they wouldn't be eligible at all. Mm-hmm. But it is, you know, it is not really designed for these larger companies to take advantage of. And yet, if they own smaller properties, it's there. They've tried to be as encompassing as possible because the communities that are being served by these papers don't get to dictate who own the papers or the local TV outlets there.
David, you mentioned so many more people are getting their news from other places, from social media, not paying for, say, a local newspaper subscription. As this bill in New York State wound its way through the legislature, was it clear that constituents, that the members actually want more traditional local news operations?
You know, I think that in the current polarized age that we're in, you see more noise about this from Democrats than Republicans. But, you know, upstate New York actually is pretty conservative. A lot of it is considered Trump country, and a lot of it has been watching as news organizations wither. So part of the negotiations, as I understand it, in recent weeks leading up to this, and this was part of a huge, you know, multi-hundred-billion-dollar budget over these years, but also was one of the last elements to be finished up and negotiated, as I understand it. Part of the negotiations was to make sure that the Buffalo News, in northwest part of the state, was eligible for this, even though it's a larger paper. So I do think that there are, rural and more conservative parts of the state that kind of want to see these papers survive as well.
Yeah. And real quick, David, outside of New York, what are other states trying to do with public money to try to support local journalism?
Well, when you think of $30 million a piece for each of the next 3 years, that it dwarfs the kinds of investment you've seen elsewhere. California is in the process of working through this law that it passed to place essentially journalists through the University of California Berkeley School of Graduate School of Journalism there in newsrooms. Here in New Jersey, where I live, there's about $5 million a year pool for to help support not-for-profit news outlets. This is a huge different approach. It does not encompass new not-for-profit outlets, and there are going to be those who argue it should. But it does seem a first step to argue that we all have, as citizens, a stake in the conveyance of news. And this is a way they're trying to do it, where they're not picking and choosing the winners, whether or not they like the coverage that they might see ensue.
All right. That's NPR media correspondent David Folkenflik. David, thank you.
You bet.